just on that story, we've received a statement from Black First Land First that says it welcomes the Justice Minister's recommendation to have King Dalindyebo released. And they go on to say, they remind us essentially that they joined a march to the Union buildings. They handed over a memorandum which called for the release of the King. They say they don't believe the colonial justice system is fair and adequate when dealing with African people, including their customs, traditions and kinship. So we'll be bringing you the details around that story in a moment.
702 with Joanne Joseph. Email her on joanne@702.co.za.
All right, in our top stories that we're having a look at this hour, the liquidators of VBS Mutual Bank are suing Brian Chivambu, the brother of EFF Deputy President Floyd Chivambu, and his company Skameka Projects for 4.2 million rand in unpaid loans and mortgages. The case involving the murder of Rwanda's intelligence head Patrick Geregea has been referred back to the National Prosecuting Authority. It has to decide whether or not it will pursue the suspects, and that's happening at the request of the Geregea family. The IEC is extending its voting hours on the 27th of April at four foreign missions to accommodate Jewish voters who are celebrating the Sabbath. London and Tel Aviv will open their voting stations from 7 a.m. until 11:30. LA and New York will open theirs from 7 till 11 p.m. Nursing union Donosa has been warning that due to a lack of health professionals in rural areas, services may be strained and there could be a high volume of motor vehicle accidents. The union's asking commuters to be vigilant. And two members of the South African National Defence Force have been airlifted to a military hospital in Pretoria after a helicopter crash in Swartkop.
Joanne Joseph, wrapping up your day.
All right, so let's bring you this story at this hour. Transport Minister Bladen Zimande being advised by the Justice Crime Prevention and Security Cluster about what looks to be a threatened shutdown this coming weekend. And essentially, truck drivers have said that they are going to shut down the country's major national roads because they're upset about the employment of foreign drivers. So let's see what is in store for these drivers who plan this kind of action over the weekend. Dr. Bladen Zimande, our Minister of Transport, joins us right now to actually speak about this in more detail. Minister, good evening to you and thanks so much for your time here on Afternoon Drive. Just give us a sense of how you respond to this threat from truck drivers that they will shut down the country's major roads this weekend.
Good afternoon and to you and your listeners. Thanks for inviting me. Look, we picked up this information yesterday that there was this planned action, which we hope it's not going to happen, you know, and take place. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because we have been in engagement with these associations that represent most of these truck drivers since January this year. Well, earlier, much earlier, but since January, we set up a task team that is made of five departments: the police, transport, home affairs, international relations, and ourselves. And we have been talking to such an extent that we reached an in-principle agreement on about 10 or 11 issues that needs to be addressed insofar as their grievance is concerned.
Right.
And 2 weeks ago, we met with them and gave them this report. And then we said we're then going to call everybody on the 28th of April. And that now we have also, because this initiative that I had taken was actually trying to say, let me listen to the drivers. Otherwise, we've handed the report to the Minister of Labour, because this is a labour dispute. So we are quite concerned, you know, as to why, when we're in the middle of the discussion, there is this threat.
So you're saying, Minister, sorry to come in there, but you're saying essentially you've made an effort to sit down and listen to the drivers, but they've been negotiating in bad faith.
They are negotiating in bad faith if that is what they actually want to do, because we have agreed on the process, you know, on what needs to be done. And more than anything else, by the way, this is not a transport matter. And I've told them they have no business to be blocking my highways, because this is a labor dispute. They are complaining about the employment of foreign nationals. This is a matter they should be taking up in the collective bargaining council. And if they want to take action, they must take action in their depots where these trucks actually pick up stuff, rather than to block the highways. As transport, we have absolutely nothing to do with this. But we took up this matter because we thought it's important that we assist to work towards the settlement of this issue. Now, we are surprised then. We are hoping that they are not going to do this, you know, because if they do so, it means there is another intention behind that, which is actually economic sabotage of the country. But even more seriously as well, is to disrupt the millions of South Africans who are moving, as we know, during Easter weekends, you know, on holidays, going to churches and so on. That is why, at least I'm pleased, because the security cluster, which brought this matter to my attention in the first instance, they have said they are ready to deal with this. They're going to arrest people who do this. And also they're going to impound the trucks, because the owners themselves have a duty to actually work towards settling this dispute with the workers. Some of the employers are very arrogant, are very stubborn, you know. They talk and say South African truck drivers are very lazy as compared to Zimbabwean drivers, you know, and so on. In the process, what they are doing, they are then causing tensions and divisions amongst workers, South African workers and workers who come from the region. So the security cluster has promised me about this. I fully support it. And we are saying to the drivers, let's conclude this process that we have started as we had said we're going to conclude it.
So, Dr. Nzimande, it's a difficult situation because we have seen when these drivers mean business, what they can actually do. I mean, this has already resulted in the torching of many trucks, in the loss of life, particularly on the N1. Are you saying that if they get into that frame of mind where they are prepared to start torching vehicles and jeopardizing other people's lives, that you will take some strong action against them, or the authorities will?
The authorities will. You know, my colleagues in the security cluster have assured me that they're going to take very strong action, and we support them. It's not because we're a high-handed government, but we're talking. Why would anyone, whilst we're talking, you know, to be actually doing such a thing? So that is why we are saying that we must be strong, but government has always been open to engage with them. In fact, I've been engaging with them since last year, together with the other ministers, including the Minister of Labour, who is now the lead minister to actually deal with this problem. And as I have said to the drivers, you have the right to take action, but I don't understand why you block the highways, because your dispute is not with the Department of Transport. The dispute is with your employers, and it's a labour dispute that must be dealt there through collective bargaining and negotiations.
You know, the issue of the N1 is one I've brought up already, Minister, but we've got these repeated attacks on the road. Is there going to be a visible police presence there? What sort of measures are in place to make sure that you are preempting the kind of violence that these truck drivers have threatened?
In fact, it's the N3 rather than the N1 that they've been targeting, you know, since they started with this business last year, which is our major economic route, because it's the link between Johannesburg and our major port, which is Durban. Well, right now, because it's Easter weekend, there are traffic law enforcement officers throughout our major roads, you know, and particularly the hazardous roads. In a number of cases, they are being assisted by the South African Police Service. So we are on alert for road crashes to try and minimize those. But also, if anything gets done, we will be able to actually pick it up fairly quickly so that the police are able to act to ensure that we protect the movement of goods and the movement of South Africans during this period.
Is that really fair to the ordinary traffic police who are really there to deal with potential car crashes, you know, ensuring people have their licenses, that no one is driving drunk? If the situation spins out of control, can we really expect ordinary traffic police to deal with that situation until the big guns come in, Minister?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I've been assured that the police themselves are on standby to be able to deal with this matter. All what I was saying is that there is police visibility, so your traffic officials will be in constant contact and link with the South African Police Service such that there actually must be immediate action. That would not be the role of the traffic officers, you know, to be actually dealing with people who are blocking our highways and so on. That's the function of the police.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us, Minister. That is Dr. Bladen Nzimande. He is the Transport Minister.